Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Quantro Creative Crew. Discover our rendezvous to reveal you.
Dr. Octavia Coleman, owner and creator of Think Fresh Wellness. And tonight is our Womb Wellness and Wednesday Thursday. Sorry, I had to get myself together. Womb Wellness and Wisdom Thursday. Sorry. This month's topic is the complexities of lupus. So in my research, I came across some things that I found to be very interesting regarding lupus, some things that I did not know. And many of these things, I don't think the majority of us knew, especially with it being on the rise as far as in the African-American population. Mm-hmm. We are being diagnosed with lupus at alarming rates. The Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatology, is that it? Rheumatism, excuse me. The Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatism posted back in, published back in 2015, that here in Georgia, in the counties of Fulton and DeKalb, that black women are three times as likely. We are being diagnosed with lupus three times higher than that of our counterparts, white women. That is ridiculous. I found that to be ridiculously alarming. So what brought about this study, what brought about this research was I found that people around me were being diagnosed as well. I remember back a couple years ago, lupus was of the older generation. Not many young people had it. I did have a friend in college that was diagnosed with lupus. But she was the only young person, quote unquote, that I knew at the time that was diagnosed with lupus. And now I'm finding that almost about two out of every four women, about half the women I know, have been diagnosed with lupus. One woman in particular being a family member. And another thing that drew me to learn more about lupus was that this family member had two types of lupus. Now, I did not know that there were multiple kinds of lupus. So when I heard that, or what I was told that she had two types of lupus, I said, well, how the hell is that possible? What are two types of lupus? Because all I know is just the lupus. That's it. I didn't even know at the time what exactly it was. I just knew that a lot of people, they dealt with pain. It was painful, and it made their skin darker. That was about all of my knowledge on lupus. Isn't that pitiful? Excuse me. So I went about finding out more information, and I found that there are five different types of lupus, and one being tuberculosis. That I did not know. I thought tuberculosis was its own viral disease. I did not know it was a type of lupus. Also, I didn't know that lupus could be contracted by the types of drugs you use, meaning medical prescriptions. So all of this, you know, this information came as a total and utter shock to me. And it led me to add this topic in my coming book, because I'm finding that across the globe medically, African women, and that is women that are of the African diaspora, whether you want to call yourself Afro-Cuban, Afro-Brazilian, Afro-European, African-American, whatever, you are part of the African diaspora, you are African. And even if you don't even call yourself Afro-Cuban or Afro, even if you don't, if you choose not to put that Afro in front of your name, you are African, and we are finding that it's not just black women. It is, especially in this country, it's always African-American and Latino women. Well, why are we disproportionate? When we listen to these ratios, when we listen to these findings, we are led to believe that we have a malfunction, like just something wrong with us, like we're just faulty-ass human, and I refuse to believe that. Over my years of study, I've found that it's not necessarily us. There's not nothing wrong with us as beings, but there is definitely something wrong with our climate, with the food that we eat, with our displacement from the continent. All of this goes into our health. It is all linked. You can't have health without environmental influence. And because of these things, because we are not quote unquote home, because we're not home, because we have no choice but to eat the foods that are here, that we are not indigenous to, we're not native to these types of foods, we're not native to this type of climate, it is killing us. It is literally straining our bodies to the point of infection and illness. Look at it this way. Whenever we are linked to nature, right? And whenever we look into nature, and any time we force nature's hand and we say, no tree, you are going to grow this way because I need you to grow this way, or no animal, you're going to breed this way because I think you need to breed this way, we find that the livelihood of that animal is dramatically reduced. Life expectancy is shortened. Disease and illness is riddled in that animal or species. So we are no different. So whenever we are forcing ourselves to do something that is unnatural to our essence, is unnatural to our beings, we are finding that now that shit is catching up with us and we are having a hard time fighting that off. It was not meant for us black women to be in these hells of the United States. It was not meant for us. The conditions of this society is weighing dramatically on our health. And we are finding that our bodies are now at breaking point. We are forcing the nature of our bodies, our essence, to do things that are unnatural. And our body is finally breaking. It's retaliating. It's like, hey, we don't do this. I can't do this. I cannot continue to function this way. So we're finding where our organs are failing. We are riddled with sickness. We are grossly overweight. All of the above, and all of this is due to just us living unnaturally. And when I say unnaturally, I'm not talking about healthy food lifestyle or natural hair lifestyle. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our condition, the conditions under which we live and the environment in which we live. These are unnatural to most of us, as most of us were kidnapped from the mother continent. Look at it as animals in the zoo. Whenever, and I use this example repeatedly. Whenever we, and I just say we because I don't feel like being too technical right now, but whenever we go to the mother continent and we kidnap an animal to put in one of our zoos, we make sure that the food and the climate of that animal mimics its home environment. Why? Because if not, that animal will go stir crazy. It will lose its mind and it will die. Surely and shortly, it will die. There is no different. We are no different. We've been kidnapped without any type of accommodation to our environment, any type of accommodation to our food choice and selection, without any type of accommodation to mental health, because all of the traumas that we've experienced have passed down generation through generation to generation, and nothing has been done to heal and rectify those traumas. And all of this plays into our health. So here we are. Here we are at lupus. Lupus, what's going on with lupus? We are finding that we want to have an expressway to health, right? We're finding that whenever we have a condition, we want to be able to heal it right now. Right now. That's the society we live in. Expressway healthcare or microwave healthcare, however you want to look at it. We want to be fixed and healed right now, the very moment that we find out that we're sick, right? And because we, and you know what, there is no fault here. I'm not pointing fingers and I'm not placing the blame on anyone. I'm just stating the realities of the environment that we live in or the conditions that we live in, the society that we live in, the social norms that we live in. We have very hectic schedules. So it would be ideal if our health care was quick, that way we can get back to our everyday lives, our everyday schedule. But healthcare was never meant to be that way. Also, illness, getting sick, was not meant to be this way. We are forced into sickness in many cases through the medication that we take, through the pollution in our environment, through the vaccinations that we receive as children. Now, I'm not here to say whether you should vaccinate or inoculate or not to inoculate. I'm just stating the facts that most of the ingredients that we find in our vaccinations, they are popping up later, almost like a released sickness, time-released sickness. It's popping up later. I will also tell you that some of the cells that are used in these vaccinations have no business going into African or melanated bodies. But that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother discussion. But because our lifestyles are so hectic, it's so fast, right? We're so busy, we want our health care to be as fast so we can get back to living our lives. Because as moms, we have the jobs, we have the children, we have the families, we have the communities. As dads, you have the jobs, you have the children, you have the wife, you have the household, you have the community as well, right? But back to this healthcare, it's not supposed to be microwave. It's not supposed to be no rapid expressway. I remember back in about 2009, I was getting my first master's. No, I had just received my first master's. But in the course of receiving that degree, that was the switch between 2006 to 2009. That was the switch where patients went from being patients to being customers in healthcare. I find it to be the strangest dynamic because as a healthcare provider, I feel more comfortable. I identify with being a care provider. You cannot, to me, in my opinion, you cannot be a care provider to a customer. A customer is just a consumer. They come, they pay you for your service, and you send them on your way. There is no, there's very little, if any, care involved in our healthcare system today. And so far, if that's the way it's been going, there's no care. There's no getting to know you. There is historically a lack of trust between African Americans and their medical physicians, the medical practitioners. And that is without fault. You can't blame them. That's just what it is. You can't blame us for the lack of trust with medical practitioners because at every turn, society has proven to use us as guinea pigs, use us as test dummies, maliciously and cruelly treated us as just empty dummies. And that's current. That's not necessarily in the too far rear of history. That is current, where you have Gates and wife Gates going over to Africa and injecting those women and sterilizing those women in the name of vaccination. You know what I'm saying? So this is what happens to us every time we choose to trust these doctors or these medications. So anywho, that pushes us to not want to get treated, not want to take doctors seriously, because at the end of the day, all they're trying to do is test some drug on us or make their pockets fatter by falsely diagnosing us. But I can tell you this thing here about lupus. These numbers, we three times higher. And that's just in Georgia. We're three times higher, and we have the highest rate of kidney failures. This is despicable. So here I am. I'm offering my solutions. Of course, on Blog Talk, all I do is a topic briefing. This 30 minutes I spend just going over my frustrations. It's like a vid session. I go over my frustrations and my concerns and why I chose to do research on the given topic every month. And that's what this is. The actual sharing of information will happen on Google Hangouts. The link has been posted in the Think Fresh Wellness Facebook group. Or if you are trying to get there via YouTube, you can watch via YouTube once the Hangout is posted. But these here is just a session to go over some key points that I found to be very frustrating when researching this topic. Let's see. And that's just culturally. Culturally, healthcare has been a caring job. It's a relationship. You have a relationship with your physician. Your physician knows about you. You trust your physician. And now that's not happening. We don't trust the physicians because many of them have God complexes. And then the physician on the other hand or the other end don't trust us to know our bodies well enough to actually know how to care for ourselves. And that, too, I mean, it's a double-edged sword either way you look, because on that end, we are not caring for ourselves. We're always supposed to get a second opinion. We're also always supposed to use our intuition. If it doesn't feel right, we're not supposed to do that shit. That's just common, and we are lacking our natural intuition. We are also lacking our home remedies. We are lacking holistic, natural, organic ways of healing, or at least coping with healing, or at least aiding in healing, self-healing. You know what I'm saying? So in a way, I can't blame the doctors for not trusting us either, because many of us don't know our bodies. You have women that are having babies that can't tell you what their vagina looks like. You have men that are having sex that can't tell you what their genitals look like or a vagina. I mean, it goes both ways. We don't know anything about our bodies. So here with this lupus, I went and found, the pharmaceutical practices, what would happen if someone is diagnosed with lupus. We have some coping mechanisms, how to help you cope with these different types of syphilis. We have some herbal remedies. We have some dietary solutions as well to help ease with the symptoms of lupus. And then I also have some crystals that'll help with that as well. I also want to point out that when we use crystals, please understand that crystals are not to be used as a substitute or an alternative to healthcare. And in no way am I saying we don't need medical doctors. What I am saying is that our relationships need some healing. These doctors need to understand why we don't trust them. And as the patient, we need to understand why these doctors are leery of us. For the most part, not all doctors. Some doctors are just straight ratchet and rude. So, again, with this lupus, we are the population of diagnosed patients is growing rapidly. It is skyrocketing. I mean, you're talking about 5 million people around the world are living with lupus. And that's at present, 16,000 newly reported cases annually, and that's here in the U.S. We have to do something about this. We really do. What can we do? How can we protect ourselves? How can we protect our loved ones? What can we do once we're diagnosed? Because once we're diagnosed, that's it. We will have lupus until we are done on this realm. There are some upsides and there are plenty of downsides. But, of course, the way I see it, we can't help but to try, okay? We cannot help but to cope. We cannot help but to heal. And right now, the African-American woman deserves to heal. African-American man, too, but of course, you know, I'm a holistic wellness specialist, and my specialty is dealing with womb wellness, and that's the woman. We deserve healing at this time. So I'm going to drop my socials real quick, and then we're going to listen to some music to carry us over into the Google Plus Hangout live discussion. Also, I'll be doing my first live Periscope chat of my findings. So follow me on over there. But here we go on Periscope. You can listen in. My Periscope handle is at FTC Charity. That's FTC Charity. Let's see. Should I just post these in the chat room? I think so. I shall post these in the chat room. Let's see. Periscope. Excuse me while I type because I have to focus, right, guys? I see Periscope. Is that FTC charity? Bam, there we go. The Periscope is at FTC charity. Let's see. The Facebook is / think freshly. Let's see what else. The Instagram is at think freshly. What else? Oh, the YouTube. What is my YouTube? I believe YouTube is like youtube.com/C/Dr. Coleman. That's what I'm thinking it is. Let me just verify that very briefly. But again, tonight's discussion or this month's discussion, because I do these once a month, this month's discussion is on lupus, its causes, its symptoms, its types. Let's see, I can't figure this out. Y'all don't laugh at me. But I think that's what it is. C/Dr. Coleman. Yes, it is. YouTube.com/C/Dr. Coleman. And here, while we finish up, while I finish wrapping this up, also, if you have any questions, please post them here. Let me get some questions going so that I'll be able to answer them during the Google Hangout experience. But I'll go ahead and post the YouTube channel so that... Oh, so that you'll be able to see it. I just got the 90-second warning, so let's go ahead and just ride on out. I thank y'all for listening to my little rant session. It took me a minute for me to get my head together, and I apologize about that. But this sort of frustrates me. Not sort of. It does frustrate me a lot. So I'll see you guys on the flip side, and until next month, I believe our topic next month. Let's see, next month, can I find what next month's topic will be on without taking too long? Let's see, oh, next month's topic will be on hidradenitis. Have mercy, hidradenitis. It is a skin condition. I haven't had to say it out loud. Oh, gosh, I had a bad attack of struggle mouth. So next month, the topic will be on hidradenitis. And I shall see you guys then.
I think we all share.